Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting! Are you happy in all areas of your life? Are you in a career that you love? Do you feel loved and supported in all of your relationships? Is your health functioning in true wellness? Do you practice self-love and believe in your greatness? If you answered no to any of these questions, then our upcoming live event, Manifest Your Best Life Events, How to Thrive in Health, Wealth, Love, and Relationships is for you. On November 9th and 10th in my hometown of Portland, Oregon, I'll be teaming up with best-selling author Victoria Johnson, who is also a Heal Your Life National Trainer for Canada and is authorized by Hay House and Heart Inspired Presentations. We will be offering you powerful tools, life-changing exercises, and instant shifts that will help you manifest all that you're wanting and more. Our combined years of experience, along with our proven expertise, will catapult you into a life nothing short of magnificent. You deserve a great life, and Victoria and I will help you get there. For more information and to reserve your space, go to manifestyourbestlifeevents.com. But don't wait, there's limited space, and you don't want to miss all the greatness that is waiting for you now. Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host. And today is our Monday solo session where I get to inspire you to use the tips and tools around the Law of Attraction in order to make your life better, which is my absolute mission, is to make your life better. And I'm hearing from all of you, well, not all of you, I'm hearing from a few of you saying it is making your life better. So I am so happy, so excited, so over the moon, every positive emotion you can imagine I am, because nothing makes me happier than knowing that you're shining the light that you're meant to shine. So yay, I'm so glad you're hearing this. And there's no accidents. Every time you listen in on my podcast, there's something you need to learn, and there's something that's going to help you in your daily life. And that is what today's Monday solo session is about, is helping you. So before I get into what we're going to talk about today, again, I want to thank you all for reaching out. I also want to remind you of my amazing event that is going to be in Portland, Oregon. Yes, if you've never been here before, here's your opportunity to come to Portland, meet me, meet Victoria Johnson, who is my co-facilitator, who is amazing, and come and just enjoy this lovely city. But most importantly, I want you to come so you can live in the tools and tips and practices, and we're going to do lots of great exercises, and we're going to do lots of great life-changing processes, and we're all going to connect and lifelong friends, and the list goes on. There's nothing better than a live event, and for it being in November, it just feels so right. So I hope you check it out. Just go to our website at manifestyourbestlifeevents.com, and you'll find all about it. But don't wait, because I have a feeling we will fill up. We are limited on space, so don't wait, and I cannot wait to meet you. That's the best part. I get to meet you. What I've been told by a lot of people is I'm very approachable, and I love hearing that, because it's true. It's true. I am, as much as I am on air as I am in real life, and I'm as enthusiastic and happy about helping you. So I'm just so excited if you can make it to Portland, Oregon. And if you live locally, yay, it's even easier for you. So you have to make it, right? So anyway, so thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting this podcast. Please connect with me on social media. You can go to michelle-joy.com. I also want to tell you, I've been hearing that some people are not able to get through my website if you do the contact page. So The best way to reach me is probably through email at michelle@loamiraclemindset.com, or you can just connect with me on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. And I'm always available. So those are ways. And also, if you love this podcast, please rate it, tell all your friends about it, share it with your neighbors, your aunts, your uncles, your children, right? I try to keep it PG rated. I don't think I cuss that often, but you never know. But I want everyone to know that this way of living is available to all of you, and I want you all to just live in your joy. So thank you for supporting this podcast, and thank you for sharing it. And, you know, most importantly, thank you for being you. So, okay. So today I'm going to talk about EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, which is also known as tapping. And I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it, or this is completely new, or some of you may have heard of it and go, oh yeah, I forgot to use that. Or maybe use it all the time and you're an expert. Then yay, I'm excited to be talking about your thing. But I've been introduced to this years ago. I had someone who came to my meetup group. I used to teach the law of attraction in Portland. I had a group. I taught it every other week for 6.5 years. And so the great thing about that group is I had lots of guest speakers, and I got to learn lots of cool things. So I partnered up with a woman, and she taught a class, and she and I are actually going to do a workshop together, and that kind of fell through. That was a lot of years ago. But so I do feel like I know a bit about it, but I forget to use it. So let me first tell you why I'm bringing this up, because I love to share stories so you can know that I'm living in this, right? I only teach what I'm going through, just so you know. This is kind of a pattern with me. So what happened was the other day when I posted the event, I was, of course, super excited about it, but then immediately I felt this huge amount of anxiety, right? You know, whenever you do something big, you go like, oh my gosh, this is big, hairy, scary. So I felt a hairy, scary moment. I went for a walk in beautiful Bend, Oregon, which is Central Oregon. I'm there every other week. And it's so gorgeous. And so I'm on my morning walk, just, you know, trying to get out of this anxiety, and I was having a hard time. And because I realize it's probably this upper limiting, right? When we're doing something big that feels bigger than us, we feel this sense of like, oh my gosh, this is too much, right? And so what I did is I started tapping, and I haven't done it in forever. And I'm like, no, Michelle, just do it. And I'm walking, a lot of people passing me, but I'm just tapping. What I love about tapping is it can be discreet, but it's very powerful. So what happened was, and I'll tell you the whole process. That's what this whole podcast is about. I'm going to give you a step-by-step on how to use tapping. But what I did is I started the process, and you at the beginning, you rate what your level of anxiety or fear, whatever you've got going on. And I rated my anxiety like an 8 out of 10. Like, I was feeling really anxious, right? And so what I did is I did the tapping, and at the end, like after one tapping session, I went down to a 2 out of 10. And not only did I go to a 2, I would actually probably say I went down to a 0, because all of a sudden I felt this enormous amount of inspiration. I felt like this whole weight lifted off of me. And all of a sudden, because I was open, all these great divine ideas flew into me. So that's why I'm bringing up tapping in law of attraction, because we are meant to continue on this growth, going down the flow, you know, going down the stream, letting go of our paddles. And we do that better when we are open, when we are not in those fear states or the anxiety states, right? When you're in those energetic bad states, you're low vibration, you can't be an open conduit for what needs to come through. So when I released that with one tapping session, I'm telling you, one, I was super inspired, and it's just not going away. This inspiration keeps flowing. And so I wanted to teach you all how to do tapping and kind of what it means and why it works. Okay. So first, according to the developer, his name's Gary Craig. He believes that a disruption in energy is the cause of all negative emotions and pain. So EFT focuses on the meridian points or energy points to restore balance to your body's energy, right? So when you connect with those pressure points, they're like, you know, acupuncture, acupressure. So what I'm going to talk to you about is the the pressure points that we use in tapping. And these are they're really easy. And I'm just going to explain them. Even though you can't see me, you can visualize what I'm going to tell you. So first you have above the eyebrow and you take two fingers. It can be from both hands or one hand. You can take your pointer finger and your middle finger and just take them and tap them on that area. So the first area is the eyebrow, right above the eyebrow. That's a pressure point. So you just tap. And if you're listening to me, just do it just to try it. You tap above your eyebrow. Another pressure point is the side of your eye. So you go at the side of your eye. Another is under your eye, just right above your cheekbone. And again, you take those two fingers and you just tap. Another is under your nose and you just tap under the nose. And your chin is another one. Beginning of your collarbone, and that is just, you know, just down below. Either side though. Remember, you can do one or you can do two. You can do both hands or you can do one hand. And it works either way. And then you have under your underarm, so you can, you know, swap sides and do one side with one hand across and then do your underarm. And then the top of your head, which is the crown. So, you know, if you want a resource, just if you go on the internet and just put EFT meridian points or tapping points, there's tons of information on there. But I'm just going to tell you those tapping points. And so you know how easy it is to access these. So while I was walking, I was literally just tapping with one hand above my eye, to the side of my eye, under my eye, above or below my nose, on my chin, my collarbone. And oh, also I forgot to mention, it's called the karate chop. It's right underneath your hand on the, like when you're doing a karate chop, that's our pressure point right underneath your hand. So those are all the pressure points, right? So it's kind of crazy. You're like, all I need to do is tap these pressure points. Yes. But there's an emotional sequence that goes with this, and that's what I'm going to talk to you more about. So the tapping is first to understand that you have these hot spots or these energy points. And if you just tap on it, it's kind of like instead of getting needles and acupuncture, you're just doing tapping. You're igniting that energy point right there. Okay. So first, you know, identify the issue. So the issue could be, like for me, when I was feeling anxious, the issue was I was feeling really anxious about doing something big, like the anxiety. I was feeling anxiety about, you know, reaching outside of my comfort zone, which I encourage, by the way. But even me, who does crazy things and pushes all the time, I was feeling really anxious. So that was my issue. I'm feeling really anxious about doing this big event and just feeling anxiety around how big it feels, right? So identify, and then you test the initial intensity. So what that means is you ask yourself, on a scale of 0 to 10, where am I? So again, for me, I was an 8 out of 10. I was feeling really anxious. And this can work with, you know, anything, as long as it has to do with you and your feelings, by the way. You can't do it on someone else's feelings. Like say, you know, my mom's health is really affecting me. Or you can say it's affecting you, but you say, you know, I'm worried about my mom's health. But you have to say, I have fear around my mom's health. That's you and your emotions. You have to own the emotions, right? So you rate it. Okay. So then you have to establish a phrase, and this explains what you're trying to address. So this is pretty universal tapping, but what you say is just kind of acknowledge the issue. Then you would say like this, even though I have this fear and anxiety, then you end it with, I deeply and completely accept myself. So it's two phrases. It's acknowledging the issues, and it's accepting yourself despite the problem. And so as you're doing the tapping, you would tap on the, you know, the above the eye and say, even though I have this feeling of anxiety, I completely love and accept myself. And you just go down. He said, even though I'm really feeling this anxiety, I completely accept and love, deeply love myself. So I always kind of throw in love. There's different ways of doing it, but the point is to accept your emotions, right? And you just completely own it. I accept and I own it, and it's okay. So I like to throw in love. When I did some research for this, they didn't throw in the love, but I think it's good to add in love because I deeply love myself. And anytime I can practice self-love, I will do it. So as you're going down, you do all those points. Remember, you do above the eyebrow, you do the side of your eye, you do under your eye, you do under your nose, you do your chin, you do your collarbone, you do under your armpit, you do the side of your hand, and then you do the top of your head and the crown. And you say that sequence over and over again. And you can, I tend to put really like emotion, like even though I'm still feeling this emotion, this really hard emotion, this emotion that's really bogging me down, I deeply and completely accept myself and love myself. So you see, like the more you say it, the more the emotions come out. And while you are saying this, you are tapping. So what it does is it releases that energy and you're focusing on that one thing. So at the end, you then evaluate how much that it's gone down in intensity. So like for me, when I did it, I went from an 8 to a 2, maybe even a 0 very quickly. But I've done this with other people and I've done it with myself in the past. And sometimes it took several times to go down. In fact, I did this with a coaching client recently and she went down just a couple notches the first time and then she went down even lower and the next time, right? Just go down, go down. So this is really a cool thing because it's easy. It's something you can access anytime, all the time. You can be in your car and if you're feeling anxious about something, you're like, you can be like about anxious about getting somewhere on time. Like, even though I'm feeling really anxious about not getting there on time, I deeply and completely accept myself because you're accepting your emotions. This is what I love about tapping. It's accepting who you are and loving those emotions. But at the same time, you're releasing the energy in the pressure points and the energy can flow. And when the energy can flow, you are now an open conduit and you can just let it go. And then you can allow in the divine inspiration, the divine thoughts, those things that are trying to come through you. And that's the whole point, right? If we're always in that place of receptivity, all that you are wanting to manifest will show up. But if we're in this constant state of anxiety or fear, which a lot of us are, and it's something that we can work with right away with tapping. And in fact, they're using now tapping with vets as for PTSD training or therapies. And they're using it in a lot of therapies. It's become more mainstream. And so for me, to be able to access something so quickly that is being proven in the mainstream world is like, well, that's a no-brainer. So I don't know why I don't use it more often, but I'm doing this podcast. I'm inspiring you. I'm inspiring myself because when I did it the other day, I couldn't believe how much it worked. But I want you to be able to try it too if you're struggling with something. And I bet you probably are because you're human and we all are going to have these moments of struggle. So I really hope you try this. I'm curious how it works for you. If this is the first time you've heard this, you try it, you're like, oh my gosh, Michelle, this is amazing. Please send me an email or a message on Instagram or Facebook and let me know because I would love to hear how it worked for you. I also think that when I hear these stories and I love sharing them with my people, you know, whether it's on my miracle videos or it's sharing them on my podcast, I'd love to hear your stories because what you do and what changes in your life, it inspires all of us. So we need to keep those things. We can't keep those things to ourselves. We have to let other people know about how much things are helping us. So anyway, so I hope this helps. Again, it's a real brief introduction into EFT. But there's lots of resources on YouTube. Like I said, it's easy to find. You can just go YouTube or you just Google search, and it does not have to be perfect. Like I keep touting that, like, you know, sometimes, like when I was doing research, like you need to do in this order. I'm like, I didn't do it in that order and it still worked. Okay. So I'm going to do it my way, but I did get those tapping points. I did rate my emotions. I did then, you know, use those phrases. Again, remember, it has to include the issue, acknowledging the issue, and then also accepting yourself despite the problem. So that's key. Those are the two things you focus on. So anyway, so I hope this helps. Again, I would love to hear from you if it does, or I just love to hear from you in general. If you have a question, something you want me to address on this podcast, please send me a message too so I know how I can better serve you because I am here for you. And like I say at every podcast, I have a lot to share, but sometimes I'm like, what am I going to say today? And then immediately I'll get an email from a listener. And that's happened before. So I love that. No accidents, the synchronicities, the things that happen, right? So anyway, well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you start using EFT in your life and you find a lot of peace and your things that you're struggling with become less and less because now you have a really great tool, right? So anyway, all right, well, thank you for listening. I love that you are here. I appreciate all of you, and I hope you have a wonderful day and happy manifesting. Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there, I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.